All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, live broadcast.
Yeah, we're in a pub at 9:15 in the morning. This brings back memories for me.
This is how it used to be.
Oh, mate, I was stood outside waiting for them to open, which we were this morning. We're at Hennessy's on Ocean Avenue in downtown Laguna Beach. Obviously, it's St. Patrick's Day today. We've got the PA system set up here. We've got computers. We've got everything ready. We can broadcast live. We're going to prove it this morning that we can broadcast live from a pub.
It looks real. I mean, it looks like we got a real futuristic thing going on.
Come down and be impressed by our knobs and switches, everyone.
Yeah, seriously. So the way this is going to go this morning is not only do we have a live broadcast set up, but Jason has set up a microphone to play a few songs for us.
The three Irish songs that I know.
The three Irish songs. I'm supposed to read a limerick or two.
Yep.
So we're going to have to look up a limerick or two.
Yep.
And we're giving away something called the Irish Goodie Bag. And I don't know what's in it.
No, Monica's put it together.
Yeah, but I hear that it's great.
We have tickets for the Fenians tonight at the Coach House, that's for sure. And I don't know what else. Probably a load of green stuff, I would think.
Well, Hennessy's, I was surprised to find out, is already serving corned beef and cabbage this early in the morning. I'm going to get some here in a minute.
That's breakfast of champions right there.
Get a Guinness or two, some corned beef and cabbage. It's never too early to start St. Patrick's Day. So please do come by Hennessy's. See us this morning, even just for a quick pint on your way to work. And we'll be here till 11.
Great. Actually, it was too early to start St. Patrick's Day at 11 o'clock last night. It's only today, right? 17th is the... Yeah. Never mind.
I don't know what you're saying.
Good morning.
It's KX93.5 live at Hennessy's.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, the news is live this morning from Hennessy's Tavern on Ocean Avenue in Laguna Beach. That's where our show is, but we're still going to do normal things like report on the news. So, first up, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom and local stuff, Paul Watford, one of the few African Americans in his Laguna Beach High School graduating class, came about as close as possible to being nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, President Barack Obama's final choice to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia, announced Wednesday, was Merrick Garland. Watford's stature as a jurist has been elevated by being widely discussed as a top three finalist. Those who know him now express little surprise that he made it to the cusp this time. Paul was undoubtedly the most brilliant student in my grade, said Joshua Zimmerman, a high school classmate who teaches history at Yeshiva University in New York. In history and literature classes we took together, I remember Paul as the student who had a measured, nuanced analysis of issues. Paul had a sophisticated and elegant writing style that made me envious. Senate Republicans have vowed not to consider any nomination by Obama, but Watford, a former point guard for his high school's varsity team, is a moderate whose supporters include notable Republicans. In a 2009 post on Facebook, Zimmerman created... To memorialize the defunct bookstore, Watford described his experience there as pivotal. There could not have been a more intellectually stimulating environment in which to work, especially for an impressionable teenager whose mind was just being open to the world of ideas. Well, that would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been. And in other news, a 93-year-old woman who was headed to Long Beach Airport to pick up her son, but somehow ended up in Tijuana, Mexico.
Oh.
Was safely returned to her family today, so it's a good news story. The search for Shirley Remus began at 8:18 a.m., according to Seal Beach Police Sergeant Michael Henderson. After walking, she'd gone to pick up her son. Her son had just gone home because she hadn't arrived. So he walked to her home in Leisure World, searched for her throughout the night, called Seal Beach Police. Officers and investigators were on scene. A Good Samaritan from Tijuana, Mexico, had called the Leisure World residence. And the Good Samaritan said she spoke with a distraught woman who stated her name was Shirley Remus, walking on the side of the road Tijuana at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's something fishy about this. I think she meant to go to Tijuana. She's gone down there for a good time and a donkey show. And she's...
Would you get to Border Patrol on your way to the airport?
You would think so.
What do you think?
I think she hopped the fence. She used one of the tunnels.
They probably wanted her. She was like, I'm going to pick up my son. They said, come on in.
Yeah. Maybe she swam around, you know, from San Diego.
Well, those are two very important news stories this morning.
Very different, aren't they?
Indeed. We are live today at Hennessy's Tavern. We're here until 11 a.m. So if we sound a little different, that's because we're in a pub at 9:30
in the
morning.
We're in a pub. We feel it's a little awkward, but whatever. We have fun. People are going to be drinking, going to be having fun.
There are people. There's a handful of people here already drinking.
Yeah. No, they are. Of course they are. But I think they're here every day drinking at this time.
Oh, you don't think it's because it's St. Patrick's Day? Well, why don't we get some of them on the air in a minute here, and we'll find out who they are and what on earth they're doing here. But we're going to play Irish songs. It's St. Patrick's Day, so Flogging Molly works, right?
Yep.
That is new music from Bourne's on KX93.5. We are live this morning at Hennessy's Tavern in Laguna Beach on Ocean Avenue. The band Parlor Tricks is here. Hi, everybody. They're going to join us in just a little bit for a live interview. But right now, Jason Fetty's going to do something.
I'm already ready.
All right. Jason Fetty's going to play an Irish song for us live in the pub. And here we go. Why not?
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, seeing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, singing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
How we doing? We're doing all right? Alright, good.
She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were a father and mother before. They wheeled a wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels a barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Hey, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Jason Fetty live at Hennessy's Tavern, St. Patrick's Day. Join us. It's fun. KX93.5 is live this morning at Hennessy's Tavern at St. Patrick's Day. Do the Irish thing, please.
Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. You know what? This microphone's going to smell of bacon in a minute.
I really don't want to be that close to you right now. I ordered some corned beef and cabbage. I've got a Guinness. The entire band Parlor Tricks is here. Hi, Parlor Tricks.
Hi.
Woo! And then Lily Cato from the band is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's your birthday.
It
first
is.
Of all, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
Does it always fall on St. Patrick's Day?
Sure
it's
does.
The same thing every year.
Same thing every
year.
Wow. The question is up.
I forgot
it's
if it changed.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. No, I sometimes have a birthday in June when I feel like it.
What? I wasn't sure if it changed every year or not. So you knew it was St. Patrick's Day, but some of your band wasn't
correct.
Even aware of that.
Yes.
Because one guy walked in this morning and wondered why I was drinking a Guinness and
yes,
why our show's
live
radio.
Right
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. It's St.
Yes,
Patrick's
Day.
And they called an audible for us this morning because they were going to come to the studio and play live and do all that. Right. Then we remembered we're at a bar. So props to Parlor Tricks. Thank you for coming
you for
in here.
Having us.
You guys are from New York.
Yes.
So you're in Orange County, Southern California on a little tour.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done the whole country thing before?
No, never this extensive. We've been on the road for pretty much the whole month of March with the band Electric Six. Mm. You know them?
Yeah, very cool.
From Detroit.
Yeah.
Gay bar.
Yeah. I want to take you to a gay bar. You know that song.
I know that song.
Yeah. So, what do you think of it?
Now you got me. We've been to... Did we go to a gay bar together? Did I go with Susan Davis? Main Street Bar. Watch the drag people.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we move on and talk about something else?
So that's cool. I mean, they must have a really kind of rambunctious audience, that band.
Yes,
yeah.
Very.
And does that fit your music as well?
Yes, we've been ramping it up to meet them at their level.
Right.
Which has been really fun because that's kind of getting back to our roots. When we started, we were a very sloppy, rowdy band that never rehearsed. And then we decided to like try the functional thing
okay.
for a while. And then we got bored, and we were like, let's bridge the
right.
gap.
You're a pretty big band. I mean, you're six people.
Yes.
So that's kind of hard to wrangle in, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that wasn't a question.
So. Yes, you are correct. No, you know, we're really close. We're really good friends, and there's three dudes and three women.
Yeah.
Which kind of lends itself to like there's a sort of element of equality.
Sure.
Just in like everyone.
Yeah, I was told to ask you about that. Is it like a feminism thing in your band where the guys are equal to the girls, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always. I mean, people are crazy. The things that people say to us after shows blow my mind every single day.
Negative things.
Well, yeah. Things about us being girls and having girl parts and stuff like that.
It's just the Electric Six fans.
It might be.
They just got out of the game.
It might be. It's true. Maybe they're just confused.
Yeah.
But no. But it's we're very lucky to be in a band that I don't know. There aren't a lot of bands that are like half and half.
Right.
And I don't know. There's never no drama, nothing.
Bacon Boy.
Really, no drama. So nobody's dating each other, or are you three couples?
Nope.
No?
None of it.
Is there a law against that now?
Yes.
In the band? There should be.
Yes. Everyone had to sign a waiver.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No fiddling around on the bus.
None.
No.
None. We have a demerit system.
No, you might, really, because that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Finished.
No, we joke that the one time that anyone, like, the band will break up, like, you know, but it's just not, no.
It's not a question. It's absolute guarantee, Lily.
That's
trust
right.
me.
No, I know. But no, we don't. I don't know.
Today might be different. You guys are drinking at 9 a.m., so who knows what tonight's going to look
That's
like.
That's true. Today is different. We'll check back in
it's
tomorrow.
It's your birthday at St. Patrick's.
Oh, my
God. Who knows, Lily?
I know.
All right. So this Friday, you're at the Troubadour in Los Angeles.
We are.
And then you're doing the Observatory, which is our closer venue,
yeah.
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
How are those selling? Does it look like it's going to be
big
crowds?
Yeah.
Cool.
Really, we're really excited. It's our first time on the West Coast in general. So we couldn't be more excited.
Right. And how did you get here? Are you doing like a bus van thing the whole way?
Van.
Oh, my God.
15 passenger van.
Wow. All the way across the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a lot of stops as you go back?
Smells like something in there.
Well, you got three guys in your van. Yeah.
Yeah, we started in just outside of Chicago and then went through Michigan and Kansas and a lot of Texas and Arizona. Now we're here.
Wow. Lily Cato again from Parlor Tricks is in Hennessy's with us. I almost said in studio, but we're not in the studio. We're live at Hennessy's today. You just released a video that you're really proud of.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. We released a video for the title track of the album, which is called Broken Hearts, Broken Bones. And it's, the concept was based on a incident at a grocery store. I was waiting in the checkout line one day at my local grocery store in Manhattan, and a very popular ballad came on the radio, and I noticed that literally everyone around me had started singing to themselves, like an old man and like a woman with a baby and like some teenagers and all the checkout girls, but like no one was acknowledging each other or looking at each other. It was just like very earnest, passionate singing of this like sappy ballad. And it was like very funny, but also oddly moving. And I went home and I wrote it down. And then I was like, this needs to be a music video one day. And then I found the amazing director, Danny Brownwine. And she nailed it. So it's very, very dear to us because it actually came out the way that we had hoped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's on YouTube or your website or whatever.
Yes, that is on all the internet.
So where would you like people to go to learn more about you or to see your tour dates or whatever?
ParlorTricksMusic.com or our Facebook page. Any of those.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I just think it's awesome that you came down all the way down here on your birthday to talk to us.
You.
It's killer to have great gigs and don't sleep with each other.
I agree. You two, too.
We've totally done that, but we're cool. We don't care.
Okay. Yeah. I take it back.
Yeah.
We're listening to too much Electric Six.
My wife's
That's
all right
with
it.
That's what happens.
Tyler gives me something that my wife can't give me.
I hear you.
You know, so
That's
okay.
The secret to a long and healthy marriage.
Yeah, no, we're European. You know, we're very open-minded.
And do it differently over there.
All right, Lily Cato, Parlor Tricks in the studio. The whole band's here. Will you hang out with us for a little bit? Have some beer and eat some corned beef? I mean, it's what? You don't have a show until two days.
Yeah. Plenty of time.
All right, we're live at Hennessy's Tavern this morning. We're KX93.5. Thanks again to Parlor Tricks. KX93.5 is live this morning at Hennessy's Tavern. We're here till 11 a.m. for St. Patrick's Day. Now, the bar has been packed. It has been in and out of people all morning, but now there's just one guy here. It's one guy drinking over there.
One guy, one alcoholic.
Hi, guy.
Drinking.
Hi, guy drinking.
Guy drinking. He's texting somebody. He's getting an Uber to get out of here.
No, but I was surprised. 9 a.m. and people were at the door ready to go.
They were totally ready, yeah. I think they thought there was an AA meeting in here or something. But, it's St. Patrick's Day, which is, you know, a big Irish thing. I was talking to Terry Casey out of the Fenians yesterday.
Right.
And I said, you know, what's it like in Ireland? You know, he goes there a lot. He's got family there. And I asked him, what's it like in Ireland? He said, it never used to be anything, but it got exported to the U.S., we Americanized it, turned it into a boozing festival of Irish stuff, and then it got exported back or imported back to Ireland.
Right.
And now it's a big deal. People in the streets today throwing up just like they are here.
Well, when I was there, I was just in Ireland a week ago, and I didn't see anything about it. Hardly anything. I mean, no flyers, no St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Come on in. And I think I heard Terry mention it's more of a religious thing. Right, more like Thanksgiving?
Originally, it absolutely was. I think the younger crowd are more into the sort of, let's get drunk, celebrate,
sure.
You know, sing Irish songs and blah, blah, blah. But no, it was a religious, St. Patrick.
It's
a religious thing, yeah. Do you know anything about leprechauns?
Not much.
Leprechauns.
Wait, do a leprechaun impression.
Leprechauns.
Is that
I think that's
like,
how you
sounds
say
sounds like a leprechaun who's had a hard life.
Oh, I've had a terrible life. My shillelagh's gone all wobbly. The King of Fergus was sleeping when the angry men sneakily tried to drag him into the ocean and drown him. That's the first appearance of leprechauns in an 8th century poem, apparently.
Wow.
Says here. I don't usually do the sort of BuzzFeed list. We don't do those BuzzFeed sort of lists, but there's a bunch here. They didn't even live in Ireland, it says here. I've lost the page.
Wait, so they were real? They were real things?
According to early tales, leprechauns lived in an undersea kingdom in the mid-Atlantic, so they did. Yeah, and they've got a small body and big heads and ginger beards. Yeah, they look like Donald Trump a little bit.
So they've always been legend. There's not a real thing
no,
that a leprechaun's...
Yeah, there's no actual leprechauns.
Based
but it's,
on...
it's the kind of thing where it's a bit like Halloween. You either you want to believe it or you don't want to believe it.
I used to go leprechaun hunting on St. Patrick's Day. We would go in the washes of Tucson, Arizona, the dried up rivers,
and look for the cards.
Look for tiny Irishmen.
They're all male as well. That's the other thing. Probably
well,
that's
yes,
why they died out, actually.
Yeah.
Obviously. Some people think a meteor hit the earth, but it wasn't that. According to an ancient book, The History of Irish Fairies, there's only evidence of the existence of mere leprechauns.
Two more people just walked into the pub.
Oh, they look confused. But they're all right. We'll talk to some people in a minute. Next break.
I do want to get some people on the air.
When we come back on the air, we'll talk to some drunks.
It's very fun and rare that we're live at a bar at 10 in the morning for our radio show.
It's great. I've just had a fabulous breakfast.
Me too. I had some corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
9 in the morning, corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I'm still drinking a Guinness. And thanks again to Parlor Tricks, Lily and the band, for coming down to join us for an interview. They were supposed to be in studio. They called an audible and came here to the bar at Hennessy's to do it with us. So that was great. We'll keep the music going this morning. We're going to play some Irish tunes. We're going to play some regular generational alt rock like Jimi Hendrix.
That's the Irish Travellers on KX93.5. We're the Irish Travellers today. We've travelled all the way down into town. To Ocean Avenue, to Hennessy's. That could have been a really good segue.
Could have been.
Couldn't it?
You weren't quite ready for it.
No. But anyway, we're playing Irish music a little bit this morning. It's St. Patrick's Day, of course. And we're at Hennessy's Bar. Where else would we be on a St. Patrick's Day morning?
The bar is indeed filling up. And you can come to Hennessy's all day long. They've been open since 9. They've got corned beef and cabbage. Is that good?
What did you say?
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
They've got Guinness. They don't have green beer, which most traditional St. Patrick's Day people will be happy to know.
Absolutely. I'm delighted.
Yeah.
I think it's horrible.
Right.
Why would you have green beer? Revolting.
So they'll be here all day, and you can come join them at any moment in your day for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm eating some corned beef, and I'm one Guinness in. So.
Yes, you are, sir.
There we go.
Are you going to drive that car after the...
the 1960 El Camino? I got to get it back somehow.
True.
All right, so we want to do a quick limerick off, if that's all right.
Limericks, yeah. Limerick, let me county in Ireland, of course, and the poetry.
Is just gotta put on some Irish music. I did.
Right.
All right.
The poetry.
Yeah, it's poetry.
The limerick is named after the county in Ireland, from whence it came.
As the haiku is to Japan, the limerick is
to Ireland.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Well done. Yeah.
So why don't you start, Jason Fenning?
Okay. I can remember a few limericks, none of which I can broadcast on the air. I have one. How about this one? There was an old woman called Todd who thought that her child came from God. 'Twas not the Almighty who lifted her nighty, but Roger, the lodger, the sod.
Hey! All right, I just wrote one. I wrote this. This is not a practice limerick.
Wow.
I wrote this limerick.
Really?
Just now.
Crikey.
You ready?
Go on. And begin.
It's pretty edgy. Here we go. There once was a fellow called Fetty, who said, "Old chap, I'm ready." Mm. The chap dropped his drawers and cleaned off his sores, and Fetty decided to jetty.
That is pretty good. I'm glad I jettied at the end.
Right, you jettied. You didn't want to keep going. Do you have another? That's all I've got.
That's really good. That's really good. I don't have one that's clean. I really don't.
Really wasn't.
Okay, there was an old woman
named Todd.
And there was an old fella called Green who invented a loving machine.
Okay.
Concave or convex to suit either sex, and a bucket below for the cream. Hey!
Oh, God. All right, we better quit while we're ahead on this one.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day, and do come down to Hennessy's, say hi, and get hammered before lunch.
You're going to hear a lot of Irish music on the station today, and if you're down at Hennessy's Tavern this morning, you'll hear a lot of it as well.
Absolutely, and we couldn't find anybody Irish in here, so we found Thomas Flanagan. Who's coming over to talk to us? Hello, Thomas Flanagan. Would you like to say hi?
At the top of the morning to
you.
Yeah! Well done. That's the best Irish accent. Are you American?
No. I was born in Los Angeles.
So you're not American then? You're from Los Angeles, yeah. Mick. I don't know if you can hear him say that. So, St. Patrick's Day, man. What does it mean to you?
It means there's too many amateur drunks on the road.
You're a professional one?
Used to be.
Oh, I see.
Used to be, yeah. I can speak fluent drunk, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, as can I. You're drinking coffee?
Yes, yeah. It's a detox for my liver. I'm just getting primed up for the rest of the day, as a matter of fact.
Just line your stomach a little bit with the bean rather than the grain.
If it works or not, but if it sounds good, okay.
It doesn't work. So you need a pocket full of Rolaids. Or Tums or whatever, something like that.
I carry them in the car. Yeah, I don't carry them in my pocket anymore because I fall down so much they get broken up and it's hard to eat.
You do seem pretty excited about the holiday, though. You're wearing a Jameson shirt, you're in bright green, you're at the pub at 10:30 in the morning, so you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's a bit late, but, you know, when you get old, I'm rolling into my 70s, so, you just don't do things the way you did when you're in your 20s. You know, I'd have been waiting out front when they opened up the doors, and back in the day, it's like hunting season up in Idaho. Nobody shows up to work.
All right. So have you taken the day off work today to do this, or are you self-employed, or how do you make this work?
I'm retired.
He's retired. Now, that is the answer. I think I'm going to do the same next year.
Don't wish your life away. It comes when it comes, you know. But, you know, you remember the good times when you were working and stuff like that. And I had a lot of fun working. I worked with a lot of great people and had a lot of good jobs and worked hard. I still drive around in my 71 Volkswagen. I could have been driving it around in a Lexus, but I put that money in the bank, you know. So I'd have driven the bug today, but I don't know if it had gotten me home or not. So
this is what you come to a pub on St. Patrick's Day for.
Wise
Some life
wisdom.
Advice from an Irishman.
It's absolutely wise Irish words.
Yeah.
There. And, well, that's cool. You're going to be here all day at the bar?
No. No, I've only got parking until 1. You know, that's kind of another thing you learn when you get to be older. You got to put a curfew on yourself. You know, you leave the place and you signal for a left-hand turn and somebody steps on your hand, Man, you should have left earlier.
That's so great. Well, I'm glad that we called you over because we've learned a lot of things here. You put us in the mind of what's really important in life, actually, Mr. Flanagan. So we're very grateful to you.
Thank you. You know, I guess I'm just an optimist. You know, the glass half full, but the other half's full of air. You know.
Thomas Flanagan there on the radio.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 93.5.
Thanks very much, sir. We appreciate it. All right, we're live at Hennessy's this morning, and we'll see who else wanders into our radio broadcast. It's KX93.5. It's St. Patrick's Day, of course, so KX93.5 is live this morning at Hennessy's Tavern on Ocean Avenue. The place is filling up. It's going to be open all day with corned beef and cabbage, Guinness, and everything you need to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We've also got a local musician. You may have heard of him, Jason Fetty. He's going to play an Irish song now.
All right, here we go. As I was going over the car can carry mountains, saw Captain Farrell on his money, he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. Stand and deliver, oh, the devil, he might take ya mush. I ring dum a do dum a da for the daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, whiskey and the jar. I counted out his money and I made a pretty penny. Put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and said she loved me, never would deceive me. Devil take the woman, they never can be easy. Mush a ring dum a do dum a da. Whack for the daddy ho, whack for your daddy ho, there's whiskey and the jar. And being drunk and weary, I went to Jenny's chamber, took the money with me, I never knew the danger. But Jenny took my pistol and filled him up with water, sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Musha ring dum a do dum a da, walk for your daddy ho, walk for your daddy ho, the whiskey and a jar. Well, I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, saw Captain Farrell on his money, he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. Said stand and deliver, ah, the devil, he might take your mush. I ring dum a do dum a da, whack for my daddy ho, whack for my daddy ho, there's the whiskey and the jar. Now some take delight in fishing and I delight in mowing, but I delight the juices and the juices of the barley, and I take delight in the loving of the Charlie and courting pretty girls in the morning bright and early. Mush a ring dum a do dum a da, whack for my daddy o, whack for the daddy o, the whiskey and the jar. Mush a ring dum a do dum a da, whack for your daddy o, whack for your daddy, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Jason Fetty, everybody, live at Hennessy's Tavern. KX93.5, Dropkick Murphys, of course. Happy St. Patrick's Day. All right, KX93.5, live at Hennessy's Tavern this morning for St. Patrick's Day. Jason and I are here with Sarah, the general manager of Hennessy's Tavern. Hello.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys. How's everything going?
It's going great. Tyler's very, very drunk
right
now.
You just handed me two shots of Jameson. I've already had a Guinness this morning, but I did have some corned beef and cabbage, so.
It is the Irish day, so you've got to do like we do.
So what is today like for you? I mean, we were wondering if you really enjoy it or if it's dreadful or what, you know?
You know what? St. Patrick's Day has always been a great day for us. This is my 10th St. Patrick's Day with Hennessy's Tavern. I've worked at multiple locations, and it's just always such a bright, festive day. Everybody's so excited to be out, meeting new people, just enjoying the day together, and kind of really bringing out the true meaning of being a, you know, an Irish community. Everybody wants to be involved, be friendly, and have a good time together.
It's totally fun.
Absolutely.
It's so fun. We've just had, Tyler had the corned beef and cabbage, and I had the breakfast. Delicious. Are you expecting it to be mobbed in here tonight?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to get really, really busy, but we definitely do sell a lot of the corned beef, and, you know, we have the full menu available all day, but the corned beef is something really special that we've done here at Hennessy's. We bring in the corned beef, we cure it here, trim it here, slice it all here, so we make
it
our corned
delicious.
Beef cabbage, you know, corned beef cabbage dinners, Reubens, Dublin Benedicts, all fresh.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And you've partitioned off the place. It doesn't matter yet, right? But you've actually created space where people can't stand. So I imagine you expect it to get pretty crowded.
It is definitely a safety first type of situation. We have the little fire lane so people can know like how to get out of the building at any time. But really, it's just to kind of keep it as organized as possible so that everybody can have a good time, not have to wait too long for drinks, you know, have their drink knocked out of their hand. We try to make it the best environment possible every year.
Well, we've had fun this morning. We had a dude named Flanagan on the air who gave us some Irish wisdom, 70 years old, drinking Irish coffee here at 9 in the morning. So there's been good characters already, so I know what you mean. Throughout the day, I'm sure you'll meet and greet a lot of wonderful people. Anything else, Feds?
No, I'm just soaking up the atmosphere. People are pouring into this place right now, and it's going to be busy all day long. Food all day long here at Hennessy's, Guinness, Jameson's, all the good stuff, and lots of Irish music on KX93.5.
So we're almost wrapping up our live broadcast this morning. We're going to play a song by the Fenians. They have a show when?
Tonight. It's tonight at the Coach House.
All right.
If you want tickets for that, we're going to give them away soon. So
why don't we just start piling in some texts, if that's all right?
Let's do that.
Yeah, so text the radio station, 949-715 KXFM. That's 715-5936. Tickets for the Fenians, Irish music on St. Patrick's Day tonight at the Coach House.
Sold out show. So if you want tickets, we're the only option.